Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, and welcome to Mathis Interiors Radio, or Mathis Media Hub Radio. You know what? You know who's back? Linda Boney. And today, we're going to be talking about feng shui and Chinese New Year is here. It is a new year, and it is the Chinese New Year, and it is the year of the sheep. So let's welcome Linda Boney. Hello, Linda. How are you?
Sorry about that.
Linda?
Sorry about that. Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh. Yes, yes.
So we're going to be talking about Year of the Sheep.
Yes. So I had my computer, actually the volume came on at the same time, so I had to be quiet, so I just blocked it. Yes, thank you, Joanne. I'm doing well. Yes, we're going to talk about the Chinese New Year of the Sheep. The year is actually, it's either the sheep or the goat or the ram. You probably see different things, different practitioners or different websites or even different locations calling it different things. But it's the year of the sheep or the goat or the ram, 4713. And what's special about this year is that last year was very difficult. I'm pretty sure from people I've spoken to, and in my case, happened to me too, the horse was pretty fast as the year went really fast. And also very challenging, very, very challenging. It galloped in and it galloped out. So the 2 years for me was the snake whipped me, the snake bit me, and then the horse was just galloping all around.
Right.
There are always best things and wonderful things coming up. So, and this is, I'm just happy that the year has already passed. So very, very different. So this whole year and the year of the sheep is going to be much more different energy, much softer. We had discussed it before when we were arranging for the call, Joanne, that this year feels really good. I mean, it has all year about possibilities and excitement and energy. And that also carries with the year of the sheep as well.
And nice.
So the sheep, yes. So the sheep is the eighth sign of the zodiac, and it represents stability, even temperament, and is considered to be the most feminine of the zodiac signs because where the position is, it's located in the southwest corner of the home, and that's where the mother is. Now, if some of you had, if listeners have listened before, they're familiar with the Bagua. The Bagua, remember again, is the eight-sided diagram. It's the eight. Sided arrangement, ba meaning eight and gua meaning the area. So it's an eight-sided area arrangement of your home, because our homes actually have different areas that are a part of our lives. There's an area that works with relationships, and just yesterday was Valentine's Day, so I had a nice Valentine's. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day too. And
yes,
it was really great because I said my relationship was always pretty activated, but it must have been really specially activated because I had a special Valentine that was very sweet. So that's the area for relationships. And also, that is exactly where the mother is as well. So the sheep represents the southwest area in the corner of the home. So it's important. So this year will definitely have that softer yin energy, yin meaning female. And wood is also, of course, wood could be hard, but then a yin, when it has a yin energy to it, quality to it, the female, it makes it softer. So what we know about a sheep, the sheep and or ram, can be very strong at the same time, and it also has that softer quality from each characteristic of the animal. Like, I'm a monkey, so I would have characteristics of the monkey for my Chinese
animal. I'm a monkey, too.
You are? Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Great, great. Yeah, and for the listeners, when you do the Chinese New Year, when you do your birthday, the year falls on the start of the new year always changes. So New York, but America, the United States, pretty much almost all the countries, we have our regular calendar on January 1st. So every January 1st, it's always that, no matter what. But the Chinese calendar always falls differently. It's based on the movement and the shape of the moon. So movement of the moon and position moon, so it's Lunar New Year, so 1 year maybe in February. Last year was early February. This year is a little bit further later in the week. This is on the 19th. So it's what I really like about it is that everyone's interested in the regular New Year and everyone goes out and parties and everything, and I just like to stay home. But as I started studying feng shui and actually became a feng shui practitioner, I really enjoyed going down to Chinatown and celebrating Chinese mm-hmm. New Year. And it's about traditions and being with family and about quality. Nothing wrong with the regular New Year because I celebrate with my family too, and everyone does that. But it was just something different. I can't explain what it was different mm-hmm. and positive and setting intentions. So like last year and this year, I'll definitely be going to different Chinese New Year celebrations. You celebrate, uh-huh. you set the intentions, and that's what we're going to discuss this call, also how to prepare for this week coming up for Chinese New Year.
Ooh,
so as I was
okay.
talking about the birthdays now, for example, my mom, her year where she's born, she's actually born January 15th. So in her particular uh-huh. year on the calendar, Chinese calendar, she's actually not a monkey. She would be a monkey like me. She falls in the year before. So you always have to look anytime between January 3rd and the year before, your year would be not what you – what your year would be actually is not the year you would be. It's just actually another year. So she actually – this is her year, actually. She is in the year of the sheep, in the year of the ram.
Oh.
And, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So depending on when your birthday is, yes, if you're a monkey, that's great. So we both feel like around the same time in the same year, which is great in that particular category.
Now, how do people who are listening, they're mm-hmm. probably saying that, oh, wow, how do I know whether or not I'm a sheep, a monkey, a horse, and whether or not I'm wood or this or that and the other? So they would do what? They would go to a Chinese astrology thingamajig or...
Yes, there's different sites on there that you can actually put, and I can even do it for them myself. They can send me an email. I can look up their animal astrology, the Chinese animal, and also their nine star key, which is the Japanese astrology, the astrology of personality, actually. And they both come hand in hand because each has the same different energies, but they're both for the same thing, what your makeup and your personality is, your characteristics, and what you might be expecting or looking to have forward in the new year. So, yeah, there's different sites. Like,
okay.
I have a book that I have. It's
okay.
your son's book, and it's the Chinese almanac. So in the almanac, I would actually look up, particularly, I don't need your year of birth, and the hour of the birth, but I definitely need the year of the birth and your month uh-huh. and your day of birth. So I would look into it, say, I'm May 19th, 1968. So in that particular... Uh-huh. From 1967 to 1968, if I'm not mistaken, 1968 to 69, that's the monkey. So I would fall in that monkey. And it also tells you in the chart in Edgar Sung's book, whether it's a yin year, whether it's a yang year. Yin meaning like feminine and yang meaning male. Male is a very strong energy for yang, high energy. And then the yin is more softer, more delicate, more female, more feminine energy. And also the element.
Okay.
So I'm also an earth monkey. So you might be, we might be monkeys, but you might be a different element than I am. And you might be having the attributes of that animal. So that's how it would look. I would look it up in this almanacs. I highly recommend Edgar Sun's almanac on this Joey app. Also, Marie Lighthouse, some other websites you can actually just key in your information. So, and you find it. But some, again, if you don't take in consideration the year of your birth and when your birth date falls, you might think. I had one coworker. She said, "Oh, I'm this animal, and I have to be this animal." And I'm like, "No, you're not." And she's like, "I'm really this animal." No, your birthday falls, and I showed her the example of the characteristics of that particular animal, and she was like, "Wow, okay, now I know." I mean, you could be both. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just the same time again where the calendar falls.
So people who are all right. So this mm-hmm. is the year
sure.
of the sheep,
yes,
and so what can we expect this year?
For expecting this year is a lot of opportunities are going to be opening up. Women are going to have a much better year than men. I mean, not men like as well, yes, year. Men and women are going to have a good year. Women are going to have a much better year this year. And that's really important, which is great. And just give me a second.
Uh-huh.
The economy will definitely improve, which I'm really definitely seeing it right now, too. There'll be dropping gas prices. There'll be a lot of things happening, so that's important. Some aspects we might see still difficulties, you know, more wise and everything, but at least overall it's much more of an easier way of the year for that reason.
Okay.
And now there's...
No problem. Well, this is fascinating. I'm looking forward to Year of the Sheep. For some reason, I thought at the beginning of this year, I just felt that this was going to be a better year for everyone than last year. So,
yes.
Yeah. So I'm seeing it has to do with the year of the sheep. I don't know much about the year of the sheep. I know about the year of the monkey and the year of the horse and the dragon and all that
yes.
stuff. But
mm-hmm.
the year of the sheep, that's it's kind of mysterious to me.
Oh, okay. I'm going to... I have information in front of me, and I just want to also go from what I know, is that, like I said again, it's there's different things you can do. Wearing red is important for women. And men too, red is a very popular color. This year, like each year has a particular color and theme to it, so that would be one definitely. So getting a red wallet, a red handbag, wearing more red would be very important to
okay.
do that.
Nice. Okay. So color...
Color
That's
is important,
important for each year, yeah. So red for this year, okay. And would that bring out prosperity or some sort of...
It will activate fame.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Fame, recognition, being seen, being more seen. And actually it's interesting because towards the end of, usually at the end of the... It starts on the 19th, or it starts the actual Chinese New Year day,
okay.
but energy sometimes even comes in maybe before that. Because I was actually featured in a couple of newsletters last year, newspapers last year, and ads, right towards the end of the year. So already that's starting to have that new energy again. So being seen, being recognized.
Nice. That's nice. So what should people prepare for? I mean, what... So if you're someone who has started a business or who are getting out of college right now, the first thing it sounds like that you should do is go get you something red.
Yes. And I should encourage you not to spend a lot of money, but encourage to get something red
right.
for the new year, which is very important. Because
yeah.
that way it starts symbolizing new birth, a new change, of course, a new year. And new energy, and just also treating yourself. And it's wonderful to have something new to celebrate and symbolize
that.
What
about putting something red in your home? Does that help you also? Is
yes.
that like if you put like red pillows on your sofa or something red as a centerpiece on your table, that can bring in that sort of energy as well?
Yes. Red is always good to have. It depends on the area also, because this year is also called Flying Star. Now, that's much more detailed than what we'll be able to discuss in the call, but there's certain areas where you wouldn't want to have red in your home because that might actually stimulate the stars in the home, right? Because the Flying Star is based on the geography and the architecture of the home itself. So there's different stars coming in. It's also based on the Big Dipper. So that's important. So certain areas you have to keep quiet in the home, and certain areas you have to keep, you can activate, like having a little bit of music or talking or radio something playing in that sense. And like I said, so
where would be your main red energy color? If you can't, if there's certain areas in the home that you shouldn't put red, where is the main part of the home for red?
Okay, generally
so
would be in the,
everyone can get an idea.
Oh, generally be in the fame area. The fame area would be the top. When you come into your home, it would be where, when you look straight ahead. So you can always put like a red wall there. It all depends on, see, it's particular for each person. And that's why I almost wanted to just kind of spirit just to bring that up about the Flying Star, but that's based on your directions of your door. But generally, red could be fine anywhere. But you really want to put red, too much red in your bedroom. I would definitely say not to bedroom because accents, but not too much red because you want to have too much red and too much fire in the bedroom because then that might burn you out. Red can energize you, but at the same time, it also can
burn you out.
But
that might be a good thing. That might be a good thing for some people, Linda.
Oh, yeah, no, they'll definitely agree with that. That's true. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah.
It's symbolically not burning like fire, but anything. But, I mean, I think I remember we had a client and he painted his whole bathroom red. I mean, he just went just to town with it because he's, red is famous and everything. But that sense, it was actually hurting him, too, at the same time. So we had to tone down the red in that sense. So, yes, it can happen.
Wow. I find all this fascinating and fun. You know, once people get a hang of feng shui, its different meanings and what different colors mean, and there are also the wood and the metal and what all that means. You can really get a hold of your life and what direction it goes in.
Oh, definitely.
You think that's true? Yeah.
Oh, it's true. It's very true. Before I studied feng shui, I had no red in my, for a good perfect example is red. I had no red, and actually I had no green in my wardrobe. I had different colors. I was all about colors, but nothing specific to red. So when I learned I had so much earth in my chart and everything, I had earth in my nine star key, I had earth in my the four pillars of Chinese astrology. I'm an earth monkey. I mean, everything was just earth, and then I'm a Taurus. So Taurus is an earth animal.
Oh,
so I'm like,
okay.
I'm drowning it. Like I said, it's showing so much earth. I'm so grounded, it's hard for me to just go out and do something or be spontaneous. I always have to think and think and think, and nothing's wrong with that. But just giving an example,
right. So
when I was studying, my master had said, okay, well, you need some red. So I said, okay, well, wear more red. Brings about the fame. We had to raise the firing, it's the elements of fire and earth. My thing burns fire, but we had to raise that energy for me. And eventually I started wearing green too. So that way I was able to feed the earth with the green wood. But I had my hair in auburn. I had auburn braids because I loved the. That was a way of me bringing in fire. And it made me feel better. Me feel better until I was able to handle that energy on my own, where I didn't need to wear so much red back then. And I still wear red whenever I do my talks. I wear red. I wear red and black. Add some gold into it. Sometimes I may not wear anything at all, but anything different. But those are my colors, because when you want to wear red, it's powerful. It's right there. And I know that
people
brings
have
some power to me.
They have to find out what their color is.
Yes.
Or is okay. So each individual has to find out what is your color that attracts whatever. But is there a main color for attracting the opposite sex? Is there a main color for that anybody can wear? I mean, I read something in psychology today that men notice red more than any other color. If you wear something red, is that, what do you think about that?
That's very true. Very true, Joanne, because red is the color. It's the highest auspicious besides red, and almost that and purple. The purple is also a very royal color.
Purple.
It's almost like, because red is a fire element. So green is the earth. Green is the wood element. Brown is the earth element. And also metal is white. Metal will be considered white. Water is black. And New Yorkers wear so much black. That's why we need more color. So if the person, when they walk into the room, if a woman walks into the room and they're wearing, who's the one that's noticed the most or the fastest? The one wearing the red dress, or the guy has the red tie, or something that has that fire spark in his eye. So yeah, definitely red. Definitely red. But somebody may not be able to resonate with red, and it may hurt them, so there's another thing we need to do. Or stripes. Animal colors and prints, that's actually fire energy too.
Oh, really?
You don't necessarily have to have that red color. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So leopard prints.
All right, we're gonna get right back to this.
Oh, sure.
We're going to go to a commercial, and we'll be right back. I'm loving this conversation. Hold on.
Every person who has a home desires to live in beauty, harmony, and comfort. Says Valentina of Valentina Interiors and Designs. In business since 1990, Italian-born designer Valentina has been producing interiors and exteriors designs to suit and embrace mind, soul, body, and functionality. Beauty without functionality is only daydreaming. Valentina creates realities. Valentina's goal as an interior designer is to touch and transform people's lives while transforming their spaces. Visit her at www.valentinadesigns.com or call for design consultations online and in-home, 650-346-6349.
Hello, welcome back. You're listening to Mathis Media Hub Radio, Chinese New Year with Linda Boney. We're talking about color right now, but we're talking about the sheep, and this is going to be a calmer, do you think more productive year? Is that what we're saying, Linda? Okay.
Yes, definitely more productive.
Great.
Yes.
Great. And that's whatever we put into it to make it productive, that that will happen.
When we put our intentions behind it, and it will make anything happen,
mm-hmm.
which is important.
Okay, so
yes.
Find out the color. Find out mm-hmm. what your color is. Yep, and the different parts of your home and what that means and what you can put where.
And you'll see your directions as well.
Call up Linda, get it straightened out, right? Linda, call you.
Yes, everyone
and
has their favorite. Speaking of,
let's give people your information on how to get in touch with you, okay? So
yes.
I know it's, why don't you give that out?
Oh, my number is 347-223-0532, and my website is www.fengshuiinspirations.com. It's actually under construction right now because I actually changed hosting providers, but it'll be up and running very soon and have all the information. But you can email me at linda.boney@yahoo.com.
All right. And get yourself ready for the Year of the Sheep. That's very important. I know I'm getting myself ready for it. I have to find out what my colors are. Although I do, you know what, Linda?
Yes.
I used to absolutely love red, which I certainly do. But my color has changed. I now am attracted to blue. Does that have anything to do with feng shui or?
Does that happen?
Because the meaning of the color means how you change your outlook. Is that right? I guess.
There's different ways to look at it. As you just said, a lot of colors, you may not resonate anymore with it because you may not need it right now. Or the word saturated is coming up for some reason, but you've already taken in that color and that energy. So you might be resonating with blue now because you might need more water energy. You might need more something more calming to bring in that more career, that businesses, more opportunities coming in regards in relating to water. I'm actually moving my hand as if there's water. The scene was water. So that happens. That can happen. There's some colors that I don't really – maybe one year I might have something like I still love red, but I love fuchsia now. And actually, fuchsia is one of the colors in my business logo. It's fuchsia and gold.
And
it's always
pretty
much
fuchsia
and gold for that reason. So if I have the gold for the metal part, and then fuchsia is also another fire color as well. So there's different aspects of that.
Very interesting.
No, colors are great. I mean, if you don't, some people may not even be in tune to color. I have clients that never even wanted to touch color. They were afraid to even put color in their space, and then that was difficult for them. But understanding the reasons why it's important for them to do that, as if when I had learned how to do that to really bring in more of that energy, I became noticed, I became more out there, and then opportunities came to me more. I started doing feng shui in my home and changing my environment, bringing wealth and everything into my home. And then mm-hmm. I still, like I said, I wear red, and I love red to begin with. Everyone sees me in red. I think someone actually thought that was anyone so already because I wear so much red. I said, no, I just love red because it's a passionate color. It's wonderful. So, but you may resonate with green, and green is also a great color to wear too for the element. And there's actual colors that are year, depending on the numbers of the people of the year of the sheep, they are green, red, and purple. So, and then also it's interesting because it's also the lucky flowers for the year of the sheep is carnation and primrose. And carnation is actually a January flower also. And my mother's Capricorn, she's also in January, so that would be hers.
Oh.
Right.
Nice.
Because everyone can call and tell, call and I can give them the information. Because each element, each animal, each number has a different, or each color has a different characteristic. And actually, there's a way I can tell in person. I was researching the other day, and I said, okay, it still doesn't change what my career is and what I'm best at doing, and just general. And that's more specific would be the year of your birth and the hour of your birth. But it's all interesting. It's fascinating.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating. It really does.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would like to discuss is before, I know time is short. So this week, as you said, you were preparing for the Chinese New Year. So the best thing to do is, just like you do in a regular New Year, you want to clean the house. You want to really do a thorough cleaning. It is very important. And you don't want to sweep on the day of the New Year because you don't want to sweep away your good luck. So throwing away anything that you don't want anymore. If there's broken items, you know, as best as possible, going to kind of fix that up. Because you want to have, you want to be welcoming in that energy. You want to be welcoming in the sheep with open arms. And make New Year preparations. You know, if you want to, if you're having a party or something, you're going out to a party, buy a nice outfit, like I said before, it'd be really great to do. And what I normally do is I love to buy fruits because fruits have symbolism. The orange is also very cleaning, very healthy. Buy oranges, buy apples. I put them in a bowl with grapes, and I have it on my table. I bring new flowers in to clear the energy in the air, just bringing in some fresh things. New plants would be great, too, as well. And it's also important that those who have already been practicing feng shui and they already probably know about the flying star in different areas, you want to make sure your cures are in place, your adjustments are in place before that. If they're not, you know, if they're older, you just have to make sure you still have time. It's much more detailed, and that's just like maybe one of my masters can come on and discuss that, like I said, about the flying star more so in a much more detailed manner. So, but, what I like importantly is doing intentions before, and that's what I practiced. I practiced it for New Year's Eve before our regular New Year, for American, you know, United States New Year, for our New Year, and also for Chinese New Year, do it the same thing again. You know, you write down in the circle, you have a piece of paper, you meditate on how the year was before, and you will write in the middle of the circle. And just as you're getting this big circle, you just keep circling around, big large circle on a piece of paper, I live in a place of plenty, I live in a place of plenty, I live in a place of plenty. And you put everything you write down, all your intentions of things you want for the new year, for this year, everything that you want, the positive things you want to have happen. And then on the outside of it, you want all the other stuff you don't want. You know, I don't want anger, I don't want hatred, I don't want debt. You know, those things you want to put out. And then when you have it, Chinese New Year, Eve, you know, you have that in position, and then you burn it, or you can, like, you know, just discard it, flush down the toilet. Have a way of, well, put it in a pot first. Don't just burn it just like down a flyer, because that's dangerous. So that I had thought about it last year, and it's very helpful. And then I usually make a copy of it and I put it away, but I already know the energy is going to be there for it, and it's going to be seen in that way.
So what you do is you put the pencil, you put the circles around. On the outside, you write the things
you don't
want, and on the
large circle on a piece of paper with a large circle, just almost filling up the whole entire page. And inside that circle, I'll put, last year was all about love for me. So that one, the big word in the middle of my heart, everything was love. Love, businesses, prosperity, abundance, fashion, it's travel. I did a lot of traveling last year, so that was in there. New businesses, happiness, joy, peace, family. I put all that in there. And it's almost like doing a vision board. And then as we're going to be hopefully doing more shows, I would definitely want to teach about vision boards and other things about how to bring envision your space and have that come into your life, which is important. Sorry about that. I'm getting a little dry. So, yes, you would put everything in the middle of what you want, and everything that you don't want on the outside. Fear, lack.
The burner.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. With the intentions that you're sending it to the universe, you're sending it to God, you're sending it to your source, wherever you believe in, that you're releasing that, so those things that you don't need anymore in your life, you don't want anymore in your life, you're letting that go. You're letting go of the past. You know, the hurts, pains. Somebody hurt you, did you wrong, a boyfriend or something, or a girlfriend that has male companionship. And then bringing in, because you can't, if you keep holding on to something, then you're not able to bring in something new. And that's the whole purpose of it. And that's the whole purpose of having another new year coming in, is for that energy to come in. It's already started before, but our new year, but even more so with this new year. Sheep. So it's important. And then even... if you don't want to do that particular exercise, there is another exercise. You can write your wishes for the new year. You know, write them on New Year. Write them the night. Write them that day, and then put them. We did this last year. It was beautiful. It was some colleagues of mine. We had at the spa in Brooklyn. It was a beautiful spa in Brooklyn, and we all had brought our intentions out, and we tied them to the balloons, and we sent them off.
Oh, you let them go.
It was beautiful. Oh my gosh, it was so nice. It was great. So that was really
wonderful.
Powerful. And some of them actually kind of got caught and were like, oh, no, they don't want to go. That was interesting because
wow.
It was raining that night, if I remember. And then right after that, we went for a beautiful Chinese New Year celebration.
Oh,
it was
nice.
Really awesome. So, yeah, definitely celebrate. Don't, like I said, wear your new clothes. Try not to avoid. I know it's not. Don't use any sharp objects or cutting or anything in the Chinese because you don't want to cut away your good luck and your good fortune coming in. So go off your emails and just have a good day. I mean, that's the most important thing. Have a good day.
Well, Linda, that's the end of our segment.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
So quickly.
It was so fast. But Linda's going to be back. Linda will be back every month. Probably, this is February. I get so screwed up with what month it is. It's crazy. But Linda will be back in March. We will be making an announcement. And Linda's back.
Yay!
So,
I'm very excited to be back. I missed everybody.
And get all your feng shui tips and bits from Linda Boney. And this is the year of the sheep. So I'm certainly looking forward to all the good and wonderful things that are happening. And because it's the year of the sheep, you're back, Linda. There you go. All good things happen. All right.
Thank you so much.
That's right. All right. So thank you for listening. This has been a Maths Media Hub production, and we've been talking about the Chinese New Year of the Sheep. Take care, Linda. Take care,
thank
everybody.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Take care of you, too. Bye-bye.
Hey.
Thank you for listening. This has been a Maths Media Hub production.